Welcome to Raising Babies and Building Brands. I am your host, Linda, and I am here to inspire and motivate all those that could take something away from this podcast and apply it to your everyday life. Guys, we are on the countdown of Christmas. I cannot, and I've said this several times this year, how fast time is moving, and I hope that you guys are getting prepared for 2019. There's a couple of things that I want to drop because unless I'm inspired, I will be taken off from my podcast until the first quarter. January is when I will come back and, have some new things to talk to you guys about. But it's very important that I help those that need to understand that a new year does not mean that everything from the past year is supposed to disappear. People are so excited about, oh, I can't wait for 2018 to be over because, you know, and they say this year after year and they go into another year and the same thing happens and they're singing the same song. Let me just tell you, because I used to be one of those people, unless your perspective changes, unless your mind changes, unless your actions change, you will be dealing with the same thing that you dealt with in 2018 and on in the new year. And in 2020 and in 2021 and on and on and on. What I learned, and this has been the biggest year of maturity spiritually for me, is that there's a few things, okay? So for me, I didn't realize up until this year that when I pray for something, if it's in God's will, that I have to be prepared for that blessing. And so in order to be prepared for that blessing, that means some things need to change. And we all know that you heard of the term growing pains. That term is definitely literal because we are comfortable in routine. And so when you're going through a character change, as I like to call it, it doesn't feel good, but I can promise you on the end of that, the pain will be worth it. Another thing I realized is nothing comes without sacrifice. So not only are you going to have to go through a growing pain, but you're also going to have to sacrifice, whether that's time, whether that's fun, whether that's money, whatever it may be, nothing that you desire is just going to fall into your lap. And that was the major thing that I got out of this year. And that's why I'm so excited for 2019. Don't get me wrong, 2018 was a great year. I learned how to celebrate little wins. I wrote and had a book published. I still have a business that me and my business partner run that we had clients. We made money, whereas, you know, you hear when people are in business, they lose money. Well, this is my first year full time being in a business with a business partner, and we didn't lose money. We gained, and a lot of knowledge was gained as well. It's so many other things, but my main thing that I need people to understand is you have to be able to know and understand that there's great things ahead of you. But in order to get to those things, it is going to take a work. It may take a fight. It's going to take some growth. It's going to take sacrifices. And that's why I can say for me, I'm so ready for 2019. I'm not ready in a way that I'm thinking like a child and thinking that nothing is coming my way. No, I know the more that God gives me, the more tests, storms, trials, the more intense that they're going to be. And I'm to a place now that I welcome those things. Now, don't get it twisted and think that I'm just out here with my cheerleader skirt on and my pom-poms like, you know, come on, storms, tests, and trials. Not at all. I am human, but I welcome them in the way that I understand that I am on a kingdom assignment and things must be done. And in order to do things that are not ordinary, I have to go through things that are going to get me to those things that are not seen and the blessings that I've asked for. So, very important that I express that you must understand that for the great things that you want, it's not going to be easy. Don't focus on social media, Instagram and Facebook and all the people that you see taking the flicks and showing the money. If it is true that what they have on there, if it is true, it didn't come without sacrifice. It didn't come without some type of growth. And remember, everybody's story and everybody's walk is different. So my intensity level when it comes to things may be at a 20, yours may be at a 10, somebody else's may be at a 5. At the end of the day, whatever it may be, it's on the level that God knows that you can handle, but at the same time grow you enough so that you can get to the next level for him to bless you with whatever it is that he has for you or that you've prayed and asked for. So I hope that somebody receives this because, and I love my podcast. I really do because I feel like I know that, I drop stuff that if a person receives, it can help them because it helped me. But I hope everybody has a great Christmas. As you can hear, my kids, yeah, they're still up and I need to get them to sleep, but I haven't been on in a while and I needed to drop this. So, so excited, guys. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. This is Linda signing off. We're raising babies and building brands. And one last thing. Think about what you want your 2019 to be. Think of it in one word. So for me, it's overflow. I will have an overflow in health, overflow in finances, family, connections, everything that I put my hands on, there will be an overflow. And I'm so excited to be in this mindset that I have. And it's just a beautiful thing. So think about what your word is and write it down, journal it, so that as the time passes throughout this year, this new year coming, you know, you'll be able to reflect on that. And do a vision board. We just had a vision board party. I actually did two vision boards and I'm probably going to do another one because, hey, nothing wrong with that. But it was just so amazing. After we were done, everybody presented theirs and it was just awesome to see other people's vision. So I did it with my husband and my children and I did it with a girlfriend and her sister. So it was really dope. But again, okay, for real, I'm signing off. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And I will talk to you guys in 2019.